Paul Halloran from the Gannis Games is with us, the chairman of the Games. And, Paul, welcome. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us.
Thank you for having me, Bill, as always.
Paul, no surprise, the Gannis All-Star Classics or Games have been canceled for this year due to the COVID-19 virus, the coronavirus. So tell us about the thought process that your committee kind of went through to figure this out.
Yeah, you know, like everyone else, Bill, we're dealing with unprecedented times. And, you know, we actually waited not only as long as we could, but probably a little longer. You know, if we had announced today that we were going to play, it would have been a rush to get it done. And unfortunately, you know, we're just not in a position that we could announce today that we're going to play. You know, but as I noted in the press release, you know, our games would have been less than 2 months. We would have been June 21st to the 25th. And, you know, at this point in time, it's just hard to imagine any gatherings of, you know, any appreciable size 7 weeks from now. So, you know, that, of course, with the logistics of picking four of the games based on spring sports, which aren't going to be played. So, you know, it was a combination of things. It was inevitable, but, you know, part of me was holding out hope that if we were able to do anything, you know, ironically, we may have had record crowds, which would have been both a blessing and a curse, because people would have been dying to see kids compete when they missed it out on all spring. But, you know, I just don't think at the end of June we're going to be in that situation. And, you know, we're dealing with the city, you know, as far as the facilities and, you know, what's going on around us. Just really wasn't prudent to think that we might be able to pull it off. You know, if we were talking, you know, late August or September, then I certainly would have had a different outlook. But, you know, we were thinking around April 15th for a decision, and once the governor announced last week that the schools would be out for the rest of the year, that pretty much sealed the deal, and we just kind of finalized the decision last week and decided to release it today.
You bring up a good point in the fact that you need time to ramp up for an event like this, and I remember back several weeks ago when they canceled golf tournaments. And just to, so you can relate to this, they canceled some horse races, you know, some major horse races for the month of May, and because it does take time to ramp up these special events. Maybe the Kentucky Derby needs a little more, Wimbledon needs a little more lead time than the Agganis Games, but still, the fact is out there, as you noted, there is some ramp up time. There's a lot of work that goes into the player selections and so on. But tell me more. I guess the scholarship thing is continuing, though.
Yeah, so that's the good news in all this. You know, our scholarship process is run, you know, separately from the games. You do have to be a student athlete to be eligible for the scholarship. But, you know, the scholarship application process is open to, you know, finite communities. You know, it's Lynn, Linfield, Swampscott, Marblehead, Saugus, Salem, Peabody, Nahant, I think, is in Boston. So that process was actually just launched right around the time that everything started to be shut down. In an incredible bit of good luck, I've been trying to take that scholarship application process online for the last several years, and very fortunately was able to pull it off this year. So we went from a 100% paper process to a 100% digital process, and I just don't see how the paper process would have worked this year logistically with, you know, kids dropping off applications and the like. So yeah, the scholarship process is ongoing. The original deadline was April 30th. I've extended it out 2 weeks. We have extended it out 2 weeks to May 15th. Just in out of respect for everything that's going on in these kids' lives and the uncertainty of, you know, maybe not having graduations and proms and transition to remote learning, and figured everyone could use an extra few weeks. But we will still announce, you know, our 15 scholarship winners probably, you know, a little later than we would have. We would have announced them probably end of May. We'll probably announce them mid-June, and they still will receive the same scholarship, which is a $1,000 scholarship for the 4 years they're in college.
Paul, I'll conclude and end it with one last open-ended question for you to try to respond to. For someone that just is listening now about the Agganis Foundation, the Agganis Games, take us back to take our listeners back to the scope and the length of the time that the Agganis Games have been going on, and the and basically how they have expanded over the last decade or so.
Sure. Well, the Agganis Foundation was founded in 1955 after the death of Harry Agganis, who was a legendary athlete at Lynn Classical High School in Boston University and was starting first baseman for the Red Sox when he died very tragically in 1955. And really, the primary mission of the foundation has not changed. It is to award college scholarships in his name. Through last year, the foundation has awarded just over $2 million to 984 student-athletes. A football game in Harry Agganis' name started in 1956 and has been played since then, minus 1959 to 64 when the Polio Bowl replaced it. And to make it more of a festival, we started adding other sports in 1995 with baseball. We added the two soccer games in 96, softball in 98, two basketball games in 2005, and boys and girls lacrosse in 2012. So we're up to nine games that are played over the course of 5 days. This year would have been June 21st to 25th. And these are all seniors, an opportunity for senior athletes to, you know, put on the high school uniform, if you will, one last time before they go off to school. As you know, a lot of them play college athletic sports, but the majority don't. So in many cases, it's a last chance for them to compete as a high school athlete. And the games do serve as a fundraiser for the foundation, which, as I said, has a mission of giving out college scholarships.
And I guess it speaks to the enormous impact that the coronavirus is having on longstanding traditions such as this, the Agganis All-Star Games and so on. Well, Paul, thanks so much for your time. And no one's surprised, I guess, at the decision, but it is too bad. But at least the scholarship thing is continuing here in 2020.
Yes. Well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for helping us get the word out. We really appreciate it.
You got it. Paul Halloran from the Agganis Committee and the chairman of the Agganis Games here on MSO News Sports.